This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you, humble and all suffering, and God by your hand today. There's a thank you and a praise in you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. There's a thank you and a praise in you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint your lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this day and forevermore. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to the book of Mark. Mark, the 4th chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 35 through 41. Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 41. And the word of God reads, "And the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they have sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God and a good God. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, hallelujah, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for these next few minutes, I want you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word here today. Amen. We will be talking about riding out the storms of life. Riding out the storms of life. People of God, as we are approaching a hurricane that is in the Gulf of Mexico, here today, tonight, we are grateful and thank God for the first storm that came through, that it dissipated, which was Marco. We thank God that preparation is key. This is the season of hurricane. This is the season of storms. Everyone that lives down on the Gulf Coast area and every coastal city have experienced some form of a storm, a hurricane, or a tornado. But we thank God that he a word of encouragement to you. We must understand that storms will definitely come for a child of God. It is already in the making. We can't stop it. It comes in different forms. But God is still a merciful God. He's still a God that is able. He's still a God that's able to keep us even through the storm. His divine protection can be around us. So people of God, in all of our lives, there will come great storms. Storms are the circumstances of life which challenge our faith in God and in His Word. Many people believe that if you walk in obedience, it will always mean smooth sailing. Well, I stop by tonight to let you know that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. In John chapter 16, verse 33, it says that these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Riding out the storms of life, believers of Christ, some people will tell you, or maybe you believe, if there are negative, hostile circumstances, then you might be in disobedience, or there is unconfessed sin in your life. Child of God, never judge whether you are in God's will, solemnly faced by circumstances. Spiritually speaking, there are two kinds of storm. First one is the storm of confusion. The storm of correction. This is when God was adverse. This is when God uses adverse, unfavorable circumstances to bring correction to our lives. God used this as a form of discipline to redirect us. For example, do you remember reading in the book of Jonah, where Jonah, God told him to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel? Preach the gospel of repentance. Jonah said no to God, and he headed in the opposite direction. Well, God used a storm to get Jonah's attention and get him back on track. Yes, you know the story, how Jonah, instead of following God's instruction, he paid the fare and went on in a different direction to Tarshish. Jonah put the whole ship, the captain, and those that was on the ship in jeopardy because he wanted to have it his way. Jonah is when they pulled the lots and found out that the lots fell on Jonah. In other words, it found Jonah out. And after questioning, Jonah admitted that he was out of the will of God. That because of the storm that came up, it was all because of his disobedience. So God prepared a fish, a great fish, and Jonah was thrown overboard into the sea. The fish swallowed Jonah up. In the belly of the fish, Jonah repented of his sin. He repented of his disobedience to God. And God used the fish for safety for Jonah. Jonah, after 3 days in the fish belly, he was vomited up onto dry land. Jonah made a 3-day journey in one day. He went and he did what God told him to do. God knows how to get you back on track with him. Then, people of God, there is another storm when you're talking about spiritually. And that is the storm of perfection. This is a storm of circumstances that God uses for a purpose to eventually help you to grow up spiritually. There is a specific purpose to this storm. It is a lesson that God wants to bring to you. Or it is an issue in your life which the Lord wants to address. Children of God, believers of Christ, ride out the storms of life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Also in Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. People of God, the most difficult experience in life, which we fear the most, oftentimes becomes the very thing God uses to draw us nearer to him and to strengthen us and to strengthen our faith. Always keep this in your mind. As a child of God, the whole purpose of storms in your life, spiritual basis, again, it is to grow your faith and to mature you. The storm is a necessary part of the preparation process. Here in the book of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, it says, by our light affliction, which is but for a moment, that worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Riding out the storms of life. People of God, storms are a natural occurrence of life. They come as a result of the climate. We all face them from time to time. The types of storm you are facing dictates how you deal with it. Opposition, storms, children of God, the first type of storm we face is the one that is a result of doing what is right. We see here in Luke 8, verses 22 through 25, it says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm, a wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raving of the water. there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obeyed, crying out the storms of life. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in that's listening to this teaching tonight, and those that will be tuning in at a later date, as the approach of Hurricane Laura is coming forth to land, we must be in time. We must be prepared in preparation. Don't wait until the last minute. Preparation is key and is part of the process that we must go through. Even as children of God, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Again, here in the scriptures, we see that Jesus had instructed the disciples to go over the water to the other side. They were in the center of God's will when the storm struck. Some storms are a result of doing the right thing. The way you deal with these types of storms is to continue doing what is right. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in what we're doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Also here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13, wherefore take up unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Child of God, this applies to all work, all walks of life. It applies to work, to home, to ministry, and life's situation. You see, obedience on the part of a believer of Christ is the only antidote to our disobedience, which opens the door to hardship. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 10, and we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Again, praying and fasting will not help you here, nor will an increase in your offering. Only, again, for the child of God, only obedience on your part is the only antidote. People of God, there are certain hardships that comes along that can be easily misunderstood as storms. I said it again. People of God, there are certain hardships that come along life's journey that can be easily misunderstood as storms. For example, for a child of God, a believer of Christ, having a troublesome child, having an uncompromising boss at work, having a difficult spouse to live with, and so forth. All of these are hardships that we face that can be mistaken for storms. the way you deal with them is by patience and wisdom. The Bible says if we lack patience, let's ask God who will give it to us liberally. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's a tie and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, riding out the storms of life. Here in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, the word says, wherefore gird up the loins of your minds, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves unto the former lust and your ignorance. Believe of Christ, God has given you the ability to cope. So don't go looking for a different route. All you need to do is to ask God to give you godly wisdom and patience to endure the way you deal with a storm is by determining what type of storm it is. Many people abort or discontinue God-given goals and tasks because of the storms that come their way. Child of God, when opposition, trouble comes as a result of doing what is right, you don't need to retreat. Just keep on pressing forward in the things of God, riding out the storms of life. Remember, people of God, life is full of storms, whether you are a Christian or not. Life will always have noisy, boisterous storms. Desperately, we will always have long hurricanes, moments of darkness and pain that last for what seems like eternity. You cannot change the storm, but you can change how you face them. You see, God never promised that your life would not have storms, but he did promise you that you can get through them. Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, Jesus, God is the same yesterday. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. So right now, the storms of life, again, for a reminder that we all face storms in our lives. And they come in one of three forms. They can either be physical, or it can be emotional, or it can be spiritual. This is just a part of life in itself, because we live in a fallen world where sin came into the world. Everything changed. So child of God, you have to learn how to adjust to the storms that comes into your life, because they are going to come. You can find yourself missing out on God's blessing because you don't know how to recognize the storm that you're in life. God is good and worthy to be praised. Here in the book of Matthew 6:34, it says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil trouble thereof. Each day, brothers and sisters in Christ, has its own troubles and challenges to be responsibly handled without worry about the problems that could arise tomorrow. So people of God, you got to know that God will never tell you to do anything dangerously without providing a way of escape. Again, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there has no temptation overtake you to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Riding out the storms of life. Storms will come. Yes, when storms come, there's no need for us to be fearful, because God has equipped us and he has given us his word. That's why it's so very important to study the word of God for ourselves. The word says in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study that you thyself approve unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. People of God has to know that God is not moved by the adversities we face, and neither should we be. Believers of Christ, if you are doing what God has called for you to do and fulfilling his vision for your life and being obedient to his divine things, is going to happen, because the enemy, the devil, will not sit by idly. He wants to do whatever he can to render you ineffective far into the kingdom of God. Here the word says in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but for and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and lifts low. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power. Yeah.
to die. You reminded me you were crucified.
Other little ships, notice something. Amen. As long as there was on shore, as long as there was a sitting there, nothing happened. But the minute Jesus instructed the disciples to let's go over onto the other side, here is something that we should always take into consideration. You can say a bunch of things. You can say a lot of things with your mouth, but your actions will determine the outcome. Your action, in other words, what you're saying must line up with what you're going to do. In other words, your video must line up with your audio. Praise the Lord. And when Jesus gave the instruction, he said, let us go over to the other side. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawking is holier than the fat of the rams. So we must follow the instruction given by God to us, given by Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who is the set example for us to follow. We are heirs as born-again believers, as believers in Christ. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the things of God. But to obey God and to obey the assignment he has given you, and what you in turn do what he gave you to do, stand in your lane and complete your assignment all the way to the end, that one day payday will come. One day you'll be able to stand before him. Hallelujah, and he'll reward you according to your completion of your son. And here in verse 37, it says, and there arose a great storm of wind. Notice, when these disciples was in God's divine plan, and in, hallelujah, the divine plan that was laid out, they were in his perfect will. And there arose a great storm of wind. The devil will not just sit there. The devil knows that if we walk in obedience and we be in God's perfect will, there is a chance that evidence will manifest itself in our lives as true men and women of God. If we pray and believe without doubting, things can manifest itself. Jesus said when he was tempted by the devil, after being baptized in the river Jordan, he was led into the wilderness. And after 40 days, the devil approached him because he was hungry, and told him to turn these stones into bread. Jesus didn't hesitate even in his weak state. He let the devil know that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Here, when you are determined to go forward in what God has called you to do, look out. Trouble will come. Look out. Tribulation will come. Distraction will come. Because the devil is busy. He knows his time is short. That same devil that operated during Jesus' time is still operating here in 2020. It's only by the grace of God that we are who we are. So we thank God that we are not left to be born. We are wise enough to recognize the devil's work. And here it says, and the waves beat it into the ship so that it was now full. And Jesus was asleep in the stern, in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And the disciples were so fearful. Now these men of God, they Bethlehem. They had Bible study. They had times when Jesus spoke to them away from the crowd and instructed them, gave them information that they would have to use because he was preparing them to let them know that he's getting ready to go out of here, that he was getting ready to go to the cross, that he was ready to be translated, to go back in his rightful place in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. They came and they awoke him. And look what they told him. He said, Master, Master, cares not. They came to him in a negative way, full of fear. You see, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of the sound of mind. When you're fearful, your faith is canceled out. The Bible says that Hebrews 11:1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. If God that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today, that will be listening at a later date, we pray that they'll know that the Spirit of God will draw you. Hallelujah. Open up your spirit man to listen to the teaching. Hallelujah. And the Word of God will bring encouragement and exhortation in your life. In order to please God, it has to be done by faith. Faith is not something that we feel. Faith is knowing the Word of God. Without works, it's there being alone. But when you put faith with works, then manifestation, evidence can come, can be seen. Look at the report that it said, cares not, then we perish. Jesus didn't rebuke them. He just rose up. He rose up and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those here in the land of the living, especially those on the coastal water, from the Holy Days, as we are getting ready for the preparation for the coming of another hurricane by the name of Lord. Once we do our part, preparation have been already done. All we can do now is be prayerful and look on to the hills which come to our help, and our help coming from the Lord. And God is letting us know through the teaching tonight. When Jesus arose and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a calm. I stop by to let you know that Jesus is the calm in the midst of the storm. And Jesus said unto the disciples, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And the disciples feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is our set example that we must follow. The Word says that as a born-again believer of Christ, we must pick up our cross on a daily basis, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus. You see, Jesus is the one that went to the cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus is the one that was brought before Pontius Pilate at the judgment hall, and they pronounced judgment on him. Even though he didn't sin, he became sin for us. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. They placed a purple robe upon him. They plucked his beard. Jesus Christ became that perfect sacrifice for us, all mankind. He is the way, the truth, and the life. They laid stripes upon his back. Blood came out of his flesh. They placed a cross on his shoulder. He drove it from Judgment Hall all the way to the place where he would be crucified. They placed them on that old rugged cross. They placed stakes in the palm of his hand and in the ankles of his feet. They raised him up and stretched him out. They took a spear and speared him in his side. Blood and water came trembling down. Jesus Christ, when the blood and the water hit the ground, the lightning started flashing, the thundering started roaring. The living, the dead, came out of the grave and started walking among the living. Jesus Christ, before he gave up the ghost, before he gave up his spirit into his Father's hand, he looked up and said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Jesus Christ, they went, took him off of that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. Jesus Christ, he was seen by people when found the disciples that was closed up in a room. He came through the door and he spoke to them. Well, Don and Thomas wasn't around at the time. And he told them, he instructed them, that same Jesus that I'm talking about. When Doubting Thomas heard the report, he said, "I won't believe unless I see the nail prints in the palm of his hand and in his feet." Well, Thomas had a chance to see. Jesus said, "Blessed are those that haven't seen but believe." People of God, I want to encourage you today as we stand in the gap praying our families and friends, praying for those that are less fortunate than we are, praying for God's divine protection according to the Word of God. The Word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. In Psalms 91, it is a song that we can read for divine protection from the elements in life. In Psalms 91, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say in the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, as thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trumpet on the feet. Because he has set his love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? This is a Psalms 91, that you can memorize or you can recite on a daily basis. Even during this pandemic, God's word is sure. God's word is settled in heaven as well as here on earth. God honors his word above his name. He's looking for someone that dare to believe his word. So we as people of God, those that are listening today, we thank God for this opportunity. We thank God because he is a God that knows everything. He is all knowing, all seeing. He sits high when he looks low. God is always looking, and the angels are always looking. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice, after listening to the word of God, the teaching here tonight, that you may have been drawn by God's word to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, riding out the storms of life. There will be storms. It is certain that it will happen. But we can be prepared. We don't have to be fearful. We can have confidence of knowing that God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If we stay prayed up, tied up, tangled up, and abiding in him, and he abides within us, we can ask what we will, and in God's timing, it shall come to pass in our lives. You may be one that is tore up from the floor. You may be one that your back is against the wall. You don't know which way to go, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. I stop by to let you know that the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you tonight, I would ask that you would open up your heart and invite Christ to come in. Bible says that, hallelujah, he'll come in and he'll sup with you. But the first thing that you must do, according to the plan of salvation, you must first recognize that you are a sinner. You must first recognize that you need help on a spiritual level. You must come to God just the way you are. Come to him and let him know how sorry you are of your sins that you have committed. within his eyesight. Come to him and repent of your sin. Repent means that you were going in one direction that led to that is leading to destruction. But then you realize that you need a Savior. You realize you need Jesus. The Bible says after you repent of your sin and you let God know how sorry you are, you come to the foot of the cross and you lay it all out to him. You surrender your life totally and complete to him. The word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's that simple to do. But you must be sincere about it. You must come to him just the way you are. Forget about those on the right or the left. You come in. You come in and make your life right with him. Then you can get into the word of God for yourself. You can get involved with a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being preached and not watered down. Where the man of God or the woman of God is telling it just the way it is according to the word of God. Not just speaking the word, but living the word. I would say that after hearing the word, we must be doers of God's word, day forward, in Jesus' name. So we are thankful and grateful for everyone that tuned in, for everyone that will tune into this teaching at a later date. We ask you that you just continuously pray for us, and we will pray for you. If you would want to get in, hallelujah, we are grateful, thankful, because the God that we serve, he's awesome, he's merciful, and he's gracious. Again, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Lisa Tebow with Blessed Lewis and Faith Ministries. Just thanking God and have a blessed night, a blessed week. Amen. Just continue to pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ and hallelujah for the pandemic. We just learned that God will see fit in his time and to completely let it go. Pray that his mercy and grace be extended upon our lives. From this day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I keep you is our prayer.